Okay, let's get to the Here and Now DJ sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Daryl Brogdon hosts the Retro Cocktail Hour, which is produced at Kansas Public Radio in Lawrence, Kansas. Daryl, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. Good to be here.
And what is the Retro Cocktail Hour exactly?
I get asked that question all the time, and I don't have a satisfactory answer. I like to say that on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we play space-age pop and incredibly strange music. That covers quite a lot of musical territory.
That's a pretty good description. And you play a lot of new groups making this music. We're going to hear some of them in a minute. But first, I want to get to the late American composer and musician Les Baxter and his orchestra. Here is Simba. And this, by the way, is a style called exotica, which was very popular in the 50s and 60s.
It's true. Exotica is kind of an ersatz music. Its inspiration comes from Polynesia, from South America, from tribal Africa, but it's refracted through kind of a Hollywood prism. It's not authentic folk music. It's more translated through the Hollywood studios.
And I sort of feel like I'm watching an Indiana Jones movie there. But what do you hear there? What do you love about Simba?
Well, what's great about Simba and much of the music of Les Baxter, who really is the father of exotica, he did most of his greatest work at Capitol Records in the 1950s, where he was sort of an in-house arranger, composer, conductor. And he had the tremendous resources of Capitol Records at his disposal, and he did a number of these exotica records, which are like soundtracks to Tarzan movies you've never seen. It has a kind of a jungle flavor, kind of a tropical flavor. It's not the real thing, but it's close, and it takes you to exciting places.
It does, and here's another one from decades ago. This is the Red Calendar Sextet. This is Voodoo. I definitely feel like I'm in a retro cocktail hour, minus the cocktail here. What do you think made this catch on in the 50s and 60s?
Well, this was a jukebox single that Red Calendar made in the 50s. And I love these. This is a type of music I really love because it's kind of a mid-air collision between several different things. I mean, there's kind of an Afro-Cuban flavor to it, but there's a little R&B mixed in. You know, on the surface of it, you would think, maybe that's kind of a crazy combination, but somehow it's just great, silly fun, and I love those kind of combinations.
Well, let's fast forward to today, because there are new groups that are making this kind of music, and let's hear now Creepsotica, and this is the song Bali High Bassa. Tell us about Creepsotica.
Well, Creepsotica is actually the alter ego of another band, a rock band called the Creepy Creeps. And what they've done here is they've taken some elements of exotica music, but they've folded into it other things like surf rock. You know, there's a twangy surf guitar there, and they like to call this music Haunted Bossa Nova.
Hmm.
It's perfect for Halloween. If you want to have an exotic Halloween, you can't go wrong with Creepsotica.
And when you say surf rock, the first thing that comes to mind is the Beach Boys, but this is very different, obviously.
Well, when I say surf rock, I'm talking about bands like Dick Dale or Davy Allen and the Arrows, you know, these really guitar-fueled bands, instrumental bands in the late 50s, early 60s. They were, at the same time, the Beach Boys were happening, but mostly instrumental music.
Well, let's go now to a group from Tampa, Florida. This is Stolen Idols. The song is On Tonga Shores. And is this the kind of thing that you would listen to not just at a cocktail hour, but in your drive to work? Or what about you? When do you listen to this?
I listen to this music 24/7, Jeremy. I don't listen to anything else. But the thing about it is now, the show that I do encompasses a lot of different types of music. Exotica is a big, big part of it, but there's others too. There's what we like to call private eye jazz, which is sort of a fake jazz that accompanied a lot of private eye TV shows in the late 50s and early 60s. There's a type of music that's called now sound, which is kind of a style from the early 1960s, a lot of instrumental pop that was the record companies were making quite a bit of in those days.
Well, you also wanted us to hear this Swedish group that's making Exotica. This is Ixtawela and Colors of Hawaii Tiki. Is that a xylophone?
That's a vibraphone.
A vibraphone, okay.
This is the classic instrumentation for an Exotica band, and I got a chance to meet these guys in California last month, and they've not only used the classic Exotica instrumentation, but on some of their stuff you'll also hear tropical bird calls, which is the other element of Exotica music of the 1950s.
Well, and I sort of wonder if you've got tropical bird calls in there now, did they train these tropical birds to go live on stage when these bands perform?
Actually, no. Usually it fell to the percussionist. In the Martin Denny band, for example, Augie Colon was the percussionist, and he could imitate all these birds.
Really?
And his son, Lapaka Colon, who plays with another band called the Waitiki Seven, does the same thing today. Yeah, it's amazing to watch.
Daryl Brogdon hosts the Retro Cocktail Hour out of Kansas Public Radio in Lawrence, Kansas. And Daryl, thank you so much.
Jeremy, thank you. Good to talk to you.